that I would never complain about being stuck in a traffic jam after I was stuck in a foxhole. I never worried about seeing red lights when I was looking at tracer fire inches from my face as I clutched the ground like a child clutches his mama. I learned not to complain about the world when I was in Viet. Yeah, when I was in Viet, I call it Viet because a lot of guys call it Nam. I think you can call it Nam, you can call it Viet. And when I was in Viet, I learned a keen appreciation of day-to-day things. Back in the days when the name on my uniform said Grease Manelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fuhrer! Quang 3, 1967. Can I make this confession to you? Can I make this confession? I loved it. I loved it! You see, you hear about a lot of the guys that say, let me tell you something. War is each generation's way of separating the men from the boys. And when I landed in country, and they slapped on the fully automatic M16 in my hand, and sent me out there to track down the most elusive of all game animals, man. I'll never forget it. They said, Grease Manelli, here's your rifle. I grabbed that bad boy and I crammed over a clip and I just said, yeah! Everybody dove to the floor of the supply hut. They said, what are you, crazy? I said, yeah, I'm crazy. I'm crazy in love. I can't believe I got this bad boy and you want me to go out and sling lead, find baggage? Yeah! I turned around to leave and said, wait a minute, Grease Manelli, you ain't done yet. I said, what? They slid over a box of grenades. I said, you mean these? You're giving me these grenades? Back in the Bronx, we used to have to meet a guy in a dark alley with $5 to get a lousy stinking firecracker. You're just giving me a grenade? I said, are they real? Let me see. And I pulled out the pin. Everybody said, my God, throw it in the garbage can! I said, I think I'm gonna love this place. I think I'm gonna love this place. When do we go out? When do we go looking? When do we get the hot? Lieutenant said, take it easy, Grease Manelli. You'll get your chance. You'll get your chance. And so I did get my chance. That first fateful morning, I blackened my face. I taped my dog tags to my chest. I took my bayonet and I put it in my boots. Bandoliers of ammunition. It was like music to my ears the first time we were on patrol when the point man yelled, incoming! Yeah! I can see little flashes of fire coming from the bushes. I grabbed my M60, I set it up on the tripod, and I started to rock and roll! Cordite in the air, the gun trembling in my hand, my bare chest, my musculature. I mean, I had a rise in my Levi's, but I. Finally, the lieutenant came over and said, Grease Manelli, Grease Manelli! Stop it! Stop it! He put his hands on my shoulders and shook me away from that gun. He said, it's over, Grease Manelli, it's over. Come on, move out. And so the team mounted up. They started walking off. I don't know, but I've been told, 1, 2, 3, 4, Eskimo coot is mighty cold. To left, right left, to left. To left, right left, to left, to left. Lieutenant said, where is everybody here? Point man said, oh, Brandon, count for time. Wait a minute. Grease Manelli's not here. He said, figures the new man had lagged behind. I'll go get him. And sure enough, I was still sitting there. When the lieutenant came walking up to me, he said, hey, Grease Manelli, what's the matter, huh? First battle. You got the first battle blues? It's different than you hear about, isn't it? Different than back at Quantico. When it's real lead, slung by real people who are real determined to kill your real butt. It's different, huh? Got your little freaked out? I don't blame you for lagging behind. I was scared the first time I was out, too. I remember the first time we came under fire, I couldn't stop trembling for a couple of days. Of course, you'll get used to that after a while. Fire will seem second nature. It won't freak you out. I said, Lieutenant, will you please shut up? I'm trying to finish enjoying Rosie here.
Opening the Bit Vault, the best of Grease Man.